The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And James is back on with Nigel Steen. Here we go. He's on the table dancing again.
High kick, left, left, right, right, high kick.
Wow.
Jason, you are definitely on something.
He's been bitten by the golden fang.
The golden fang. Bang, bang.
Hey, good evening, Northern California.
Hey, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is North State. No, it's not.
That's a lie.
Do you want to start again?
That's my,
do the theme song
that's
again?
My other show. Sorry.
Take two.
That's my other story. That's my other show. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Do you see how organized we are?
Very. This is great.
Yeah. Right?
Love it. Keep going.
Keep going, Jay.
And it is Monday.
What's the name of our show?
Shasta Live.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shasta Live.
With the Shasta County Chamber.
Shasta County Chamber. It's May
19th.
May
19th, 2025. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day, hasn't
yes.
it?
You know, this happens to me when I get sunburned.
Well, that didn't take long. That didn't take long.
I know. I was out baking on the tarmac today.
Oh, man.
Right?
Got you.
Right. Bringing in planes,
yeah,
washing windows, refueling.
Yeah. Were you really?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow.
He was just sitting there.
I was eating a Fang burger.
Bang, bang.
Some tacos.
Okay, bring it back in. So welcome to the Shasta Live. That's Shasta County Chamber, our radio show. Nigel, James.
Jason.
Jason.
I don't know what got into it.
Yvonne is in the house.
Yeah.
She decided to come today, yeah, because she needed something from me afterwards.
So this is the accountability hour.
I think she needs, she's got to do 30-some cupcakes, and she needs chocolate. She needs chocolate.
I know somebody.
Chocolate decor. So I have to make.
Guy.
I have to make some chocolates for her afterwards.
Okay, great. And we have a special guest.
It's very very inspirational.
Anastasia,
yes.
Do most very people good. Call you Anastasia, or do they say, do you want me to say Anastasia or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I get it mixed a lot, but a lot of people will confuse me with they'll say, oh, like the Disney princess. I'm like, no, she's not a Disney princess.
See, I would get it confused with Anastasia. Anastasia, no?
Like Anastasia.
Like Anastasia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, that was always guys' favorite pickup line with me. They're like, I bet you're a real knockout.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a drug.
Yeah.
You're a drug.
I was like, nope. Wrong name.
Pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass. Not that kind of inspiration.
Not that kind of inspiration.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay, so we have a lot of things.
Man, we got a lot on the plate to talk about.
It's been
a long week since last Monday.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
That's true.
But things are good. We had our Shasta Chamber Roundup today,
which was one of the best turnouts we've had.
Right? I think so.
Right?
Record.
I mean, we really actually have pretty good turnouts, right? Mm-hmm. Unless sometimes it's like just. Certain locations, distance, certain things like that, but we always have a decent turnout. But today was really great.
I have a feeling it was a combination of us and the fact that it was at the Golden Fang.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Fang, bang, bang.
The Golden Fang.
I love you. I don't know why I keep adding bang, bang to the Golden Fang.
But I got to say, his food is incredible.
Oh man. Oh,
yeah, so we had some type of we were served it was kind of some type of a smash burger, was it, perhaps? Or was it just a burger? But it had some really great, like, I don't know what kind of, like,
mango
and, yeah. Well, it had the, the star of the show, obviously, Elwood beef, so incredible beef. But it had mango pesto-y kind of thing that it had on it, which was amazing. Hmm. And then he also did a beef taco that was more like a chunked meat and the same
beef.
Kind of things with, like,
A little
pickled onions and mango and all that, and cabbage.
It's
and,
really
and,
yum.
It was
really
so good. Man.
Yeah.
Oh. And my potato salad was good.
Oh, and then the potato salad. I didn't eat it, but everybody 60 was...
60 pounds.
Everybody was...
60 pounds of potato salad?
Yeah.
Oh,
growing
wow.
over the potato salad. And I think I, who did I give my potato salad to? They took two. They ate theirs and then they ate mine.
I think I had a lot of food coming at me and I was just like, you know, open the conveyor belt, let's go.
So
today was a good day. We had a lot of people there. We have a lot of new members and a lot of people just showing up to check us out. It was great.
There were, what, four new members that spoke?
At least that.
There was insurance. There was what?
Pretty soon we're actually going to have to get organized.
That's tomorrow night.
Yes,
manana. We'll do that manana.
So that's good. one of the big projects that we're going to be working on that we had a meeting with last week was the hempcrete. So that's that's going
to
be good.
I'm glad that it's. Open now to,
yeah.
to after people were had met and
yeah
a lot of people don't know. I mean, when I keep hearing it hempcrete, I'm like, what that is that? And it's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. It is.
And people have actually heard about it, so that's good.
There are a lot of people that had heard about it.
So that, that's
using hemp fibers in concrete construction.
Oh,
it has an amazing ability for binding and for thermal regulation and
fire retardant,
fire
resistance.
Yeah, pest resistance. Yeah,
I think we'll end up doing a whole show about that
for sure.
Soon.
Yeah, and that was kind of brought through your relationship to Shasta County via Humboldt, right?
And then some
people
of the
that
people
you,
here
that you've worked with,
and Michael and.
Mm-hmm. Farmer Michael,
yep.
The unicorn.
Yep, so that's going to be good. And then we got our DMO status last week, so Shasta County Chamber is now
the
official destination marketing organization for Shasta County.
That was
congrats.
Wow.
Yes.
Congrats.
I don't think we. Congrats. I don't even think we congratulated each other.
Yeah. Congrats. I drink water to that.
That's good. We can. It's a long story, but we can now maybe try and help some of the other districts within Shasta County.
There you go. That's what we're talking about.
You know, reclaim some of their.
Yeah.
Their hard work. Their hard work.
Their hard work and effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll go down that path. I forgot what else, but I'm sure there's a lot of. I can't keep up. So, Anastasia.
Yeah, good.
Welcome.
Anastasia.
I'll respond to either one.
There you go.
You'll be good. Yeah.
Anna, darling.
Anna.
So, tell us about who you are and what you do and why.
I just had this urge. You're just a couple doors down, right?
I am.
From the studio.
Literally.
So I just want to throw back and put my dolly on and say, two doors down there laughing and drinking and having a party.
And then on Thursday night when we do open mic, you should come on down and sing that song for everyone.
Oh, that's right. Let's get in that.
I will not be there.
I will be there to film if James sings. I'll go live.
But it's a healthy kind of party.
It is.
You just stole Anastasia's thunder.
No.
Oh, no. He's
She's
good.
Got plenty of thunder.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he's good.
How long have you guys known each other?
We not long, but we met somewhere.
Over at Enjoy.
Was it Enjoy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first time I met you. When we walked in there, and I was like, fell in love, and then you're like, oh, yeah, we're actually closing.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
That's not good. That wasn't good times. Good times. That was a year ago.
Yeah. And that's when I thought we were going to be opening.
Yeah.
But, you know. Business in California.
Okay, I remember that now because then I was saying, unfortunately, we're closing, and you were saying, yeah, I'm working hard to open.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is we're going to be kind of open again.
Yes.
Yeah.
New location.
New location.
Yeah, our new location.
Just a couple doors down.
Yeah, just kitty corner from you, kind of, really.
I was gonna literally, say, not even a stone's throw.
I was going to say catty corner. Kitty corner.
Kitty corner. I like
kitty corner
better.
Kitty corner.
Okay, Grant, we'll tell you what. This is already going by way too quick.
Wow.
Let's take our first break, and then we'll actually get back with a proper introduction.
Yeah, proper introduction.
Sounds great.
And are you ready, mate?
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. a global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Oh, James, get off the table.
James,
now.
Are you done butchering that ice?
You're tapping the table.
I think I'm being picked on. James.
Well,
James.
At least now we know, who's going to get all the dollar bills. Welcome back, Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber. Anastasia, you better get in there quick.
Yeah. I know. I guess I better talk fast.
Who are you? What do you do?
So I'm Anastasia. Where do I come from? Mm-hmm. I hail from Southern California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Born in the San Fernando Valley.
All right.
And then
Valley girl.
Yeah.
Valley.
Mm-hmm. Like totally.
Woodland Hills, Topanga Canyon.
Kanata
Hills.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
West Hills during the earthquake.
Yeah.
Ruined our family's life. But that's okay. That's another story.
My grandfather died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not during the earthquake, but he just brought it up.
No.
He just brought it.
Yeah, the earthquake. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, my husband joined the military during the recession of, 2008?
Yeah.
And we were recently pregnant and recently married. What?
Sorry, you said we were pregnant.
I was pregnant. Yeah. We were married. Anyways, and so there weren't really any options. I was working in the entertainment industry, and he was basically unemployed. So joined the military and traveled and lived all over the world, all over America more.
Well, that's cool.
And we lived in South Korea. They moved us there during the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh.
We had six kids, and they were like, you know where you should all go right now? You should go to South Korea.
So
that's where they sent
us. So the story began. You were pregnant, and now you're in Korea.
I'm in Korea and have six kids. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always loved just dreaming and starting things. I'm a big dreamer. Literally at night, we're just a family of dreamers. We have dreams, and then during the night, and then we see them happen during the day, and it's really cool. And when we moved to Reading, my husband gets out of the military, we moved to Reading, and we had been in South Korea, and in Korea they have really cool, community. Mm-hmm. So people will gather, cause homes are smaller, and so people will gather in like cafes that, like themed cafes, so they have cat cafes, and they have like all these fun things. And when we came to Reading, we were like, okay, what do we do like as a family that everyone can kind of go to, and that's fun. And it's not just a restaurant. We love restaurants. We're foodies. We love eating out. Or it's not just like a bar. So I said, well, let's just make it. Let's create it. Let's invent it. And that began our journey 3 years ago, of finding a space. And then it's a new concept. So Inspire is my business. It's, a house of inspiration. I say it's for the misfits, it's for the creatives, it's for the entrepreneurs. Everyone's invited to the table, and it's a water bar. So all ages, 100 down to one.
Yep. Yeah.
So why not the cat bar?
I know. That's what my daughter said too, but allergies.
I was going to say, there's a lot of allergies to cats. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do monkey. I think they're less allergenic.
They're also illegal.
why Reading? Why did you come to Reading?
My husband was getting out of the military. We're originally from California. And kind of coming back home to our home state, because that's when you DTS out, they'll send you to your home of record. Mm. Big family, Southern California is not really our political vibe.
Bag anymore.
Yeah. Also, we didn't feel like maybe living in a shack, somewhere. So Reading was like a cool option. And we had traveled through Reading a few times when we would like go to other states and stuff. Mm. So, we ended up in Reading.
And not to be creepsville, but I have to say, you do not look like you should be old enough to have bore six children.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm like, yikes, what were you, six? And then like one every year?
What she left out is there was two sets of triplets.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no multiples.
No multiples.
I would have loved that.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't even.
I'm still on shock after six. I'm like, we only have three, and I'm like,
it's. I'd say anything over past one, you're already outnumbered.
Yeah. How are they as far as gender, female, male?
Oh,
male,
we have we have girl, girl, boy, girl, girl, boy.
Oh.
Right? Is that six?
Yeah.
Girl,
you lost
girl,
me
boy.
At two.
Girl, yeah. Boy, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say you lost me after three.
What are the age range?
So our oldest is 22. She's in the military. She lives in Texas.
You have a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I said.
And then our youngest is 7.
And she in the Air Force or Army?
She's in the Army. She's actually part of 3 years prior. It was only men who were allowed to be part of it. So she's part of a CAV unit.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's cool because our son is in Texas, our oldest boy, but he's not in the military. But all of our friends have kids that are in the Air Force that have been stationed in for boot camp in Texas.
Yeah.
But we have another friend whose son went through dental school, and he's now a dentist, but he did it through the GI program. And
yes.
So now he's serving in Austin for the Army as a dentist to pay back
great
for
route.
His school. Yeah. Yes. So it's like she might get her teeth cleaned from Willie. Who knows?
Maybe. That's awesome. Yeah, and she's close to there because she's at Fort Hood.
Okay.
So.
Yep.
Enough. Yeah.
That's cool.
So a water bar. So you sell water. I'm assuming.
Yes. Okay. I'm really good at sales.
We've had this conversation before, right? That at some point, water is going to be the next goal.
It is.
Right?
It is.
So,
it is. Yeah. And everyone needs it.
Yep.
Every living thing needs it.
But what I was referring to is at some point, people are going to go straight up to Mount Shasta and just, get the water out of the stream.
That's great. Yeah. That's where we get our water from.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, well then.
And then we also have water from... We're going to be bringing in water sommeliers. That is a thing.
Who?
Water sommeliers. You know, like wine.
Like a wine sommelier.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Water
like a docent at a museum.
It has everything.
Walk around and say,
I didn't know they even had such
try
a thing.
This water. They it's do. pH. Wow. Blah, blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah.
This is pH 30
it's
grams.
Alkaline, balanced.
Well, yeah. This is a 2025 Reading Municipal.
Wait a minute. I think this tastes a little Churn Creek-ish.
Yeah. Okay. The thing is, it's really interesting about water is that it can be carbon dated, right? So from sources. And we actually, Snow Mountain Spring Water, which comes from a spring up at Snow Mountain towards the east, owned by the, what's the family? They have the Christmas tree lot here in town. They do everything.
Simona.
The Simonas. Thank you.
Simonas. Good job.
They have that. Yeah, right? I was like, I went to school with them, so I can't think of. But I think that theirs, because they bottle right at the spring's mouth, it has to be tested all the time.
Yep.
But I think their aging came back at like 3,000 years.
Yeah, it's 3, some of the best
years.
Water on the planet
yep.
is actually from that spring.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like it fell from the sky, landed on the ground, and has been traveling through the earth and dirt until it comes out of the spring. It takes about 3,000 years to get there.
And it is filtered through the volcanic rock there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it brings up a lot of minerals, exactly, that our bodies are deficient in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with a water bar is it's that it's not alcohol. So it's not that we only have water. Mm-hmm. Like, you can come and you can get water. And we have water from around the world. We have water from Iceland, Hawaii. All of this water is going to have these great benefits. And you're going to actually fill your body with the things that it needs. So water knows its job, mm-hmm. and its job is actually to pull nutrients, to pull minerals, and to deposit those. But if you're drinking purified water, it's actually the worst water you can drink. Mm-hmm. It's better for you to just drink tap water. But if you're drinking purified water, that's not spring water, right? If it's being purified through a system, it's actually stripping mm-hmm. all the good stuff out. So what the water will do, because it knows its job, is you take that into your body and it will pull it from your body.
Yep.
Oh. Which is horrible. Yeah.
As soon as I left your place that night, was in bed, I was falling asleep, I started looking at waters of the world, and I was like,
did you?
Got
inspired.
$260 bottle of water from Slovenia.
That's
8,000 year old dated, carbon dated. I was like, whoa. What? That's $296 bottle of water?
I'm drinking 8,000 year old water.
Yeah.
That's epic. Enormous.
Yeah, I was looking at through them all and I was like, wow, really?
Jesus drank from this bottle.
That's right.
Did you say? No, you didn't. You said bottle.
It sounded like something
butthole.
Else.
I know. That's a backdoor theme for this.
No,
for this show.
Yeah, we're good.
We're okay. Good.
No, I'm actually. This is kind of interesting.
Well, good.
Do you add any tinctures or anything?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's certain little formulas
mm-hmm.
that you.
Yeah. That will highlight it. We're also going to be doing water flights. And so with a focus on the different things that you're wanting. So if you're needing it to boost the immune system, if you're wanting to do more of like a detox, glowing skin, clear thinking.
Can we have all of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
going to get so high.
You could make millions if you put all of that in one water.
Exactly.
Right. I'll be there with my
miracle.
I'll be there with my flight trip.
Miracle water.
Please.
Yes, but also that it needs to taste good, and mm-hmm. good water does taste good.
But you know, it's weird. Is water really is a weird? I mean, if I don't know if it's good water or not, but if I drink Evian water,
yes, Evian water,
it gives
is good.
Me a sore throat.
Oh, interesting.
Always, and it feels to me very mouth feel slimy to me.
I love it.
What kind of water do
you? I love it.
Evian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, and she likes soft water, and that to me I classify as soft water.
Yeah,
are you learning something today?
I like hard water.
I
that
feel like I'm
really
in class.
Like you like the
hardy,
the crisp.
You like
the
it
bite.
To be. You like soft blanc.
Yeah, water.
Water.
Soft blanc
water is that?
I want a crisp soft blanc water.
Soft blanc water.
What about watery loo? I mean Waterloo.
Waterloo.
I'm sure that's a brand from France.
Waterloo.
Besides that, yeah.
Okay, so you have a wide variety of
waters. Uh-huh. And then we make different drinks with health benefits, right, which are all water-based. And again, like I said, it just means not alcohol-based. So you can still have fun. You can still drink mm-hmm. delicious things that are actually going to hydrate you and not dehydrate you, right, like coffee and alcohol. We love those things, but they dehydrate us. So here's an alternative. When you're done doing both of those things, you could come to Inspire and have some water and then get inspired mm-hmm. by the atmosphere. We have really cool art from local artists that is...
Line the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, big art pieces, which are
really
cool.
Big.
Are they all for sale?
Immersive, they are.
Yeah, because they're like big art pieces,
mm-hmm.
which were really pretty.
Yeah.
So where are you located?
1332 Market Street.
Doors down,
drinking and having a party.
From where we are?
Yeah, literally. Two doors down.
It's right between us and the barbershop in Maxwell's.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. We used to be,
you think I was dollying it just for fun?
Yes.
James, you never know.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then also offering just artistic and creative evenings and even days that are family-friendly, that are creative-friendly, and putting the focus back into the artists and the creative and highlighting them as just amazing people that have a story to tell. So we do artist nights mm-hmm. where I'll highlight a different artist in the community, and they'll come in and they'll share their story, they'll share their process, and then you can kind of mingle and get to see it. We're going to have quartets and live music, and I've got a DJ coming in. So.
And it smells really good.
It does. We have essential
oils. But the goal is to buy a glass of $3,000 water.
Oh, not yet.
That would be helpful.
I mean, sure. If you want to do that, I'm all for it.
Take another break.
What?
It's time for another break.
Oh. Okay, we'll be... Okay, goodbye. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a date.
Yeah.
We're going to do the rock.
That was a long time ago.
We're going to do a rock and roll expedition.
Come on, James, get off the table.
There you go.
He needs water.
I know.
I need water.
He's exhausted. More,
can more we, water. You know what? Can we, when we come back from the next, can we do a Madonna song so I can roll on the table? Instead of
Tell you what, you can do that at the end of the hour when you're leaving.
Yeah. When everyone's gone.
Yeah. Anastasia with the water bar. Inspire.
Inspire.
Yes.
Part so two. Would you call, so it, what would you call your space? I mean, if somebody asked, I mean, to just say we're a water bar, you are, but that's just such a sliver of what you are. So
hydration station.
Yeah. I like that. Hydration
station. Yeah, really.
That's a good one. That's a good one. He'll let you take that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. She's like, great.
I'll take that one. Yeah, that works. No, I think it's kind of the way that I describe it to people. I'm like, we're something that doesn't really exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to inspire you. So when you come in.
Well, hence the name Inspiration, obviously, is
right.
Very spot on.
Yes.
But people are always going to say, okay.
Yeah, but what is it?
Okay, inspire me. But inspire me to what? Jump off a cliff? Inspire me to.
Oh, gosh. You know? No, never.
Besides you, we're here to inspire you to drink a glass of water.
I think
everybody. Because when you go in there, you know that it isn't that. I mean, I did, as soon as I went in. I obviously had questions, but I was also like, just the smell, the vibe, the architecture, all that stuff. It was very open and
you got it,
you know, right? And I loved that. I didn't even see over on one side because it's quite large.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the kids area that's kind of towards that back, which I thought, oh, that's so fun too. And then you went behind another doorway that we went into. Yeah, that whatever that. And I forgot what it was that you said that space was going to be for back there, but it was.
Right?
It's a creative studio,
yes.
So for like people, so basically it's to bridge the gap between hey, you have an idea, mm-hmm. right? You want to start a podcast, or you have art that you, I don't know, you make out of baby dishes or something, mm-hmm. whatever it is. I know, I see your face. So you have this thing, and I attribute it to like having like a baby. Uh-huh. Like you have this thing that's precious to you that maybe other people are going to be skeptical of, or mm-hmm. they're not going to believe in because they haven't seen it yet, right? Yeah. And so Inspire is a place where you can birth that thing.
Sure.
You can say, this is my idea, and I want to birth it, okay, very loosely. Don't
birthing station. No.
Birthing station.
And there's water.
And there's water. Look, my water broke.
A water bag.
Water bag. Broken water station. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, man.
Bring it back in. Sorry.
So to also help bridge that gap between the vision to the reality, and to help people, there's a lot of really creative, artistic people in Shasta County.
Oh, yeah.
And tons. They all have these amazing ideas. And so to have a space where it's like we're fostering that, mm-hmm. almost like a creatives or artist cafe, mm-hmm. maybe, or a cool bar in L.A. that doesn't have alcohol. It's good for sober curious or mm-hmm. just any age.
I like that sober curious. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
you've got good buzzwords.
I think about that. I always want to meet.
I know.
I want to meet people for coffee usually, and this feels like another alternative that you can meet somewhere and have, you know, special water in a creative space. Because mm-hmm. most of my conversations are very creative.
That's all.
I love that.
Do you still have coffee?
We do not have coffee. No.
Just a second. She's not trying to jack you up and turn. Make you a diuretic.
A diuretic.
Right. We have really pretty bathrooms.
Well, I want to know if you was to make coffee with the $3,000 water.
Yeah, it'd probably be good. But
you just really want to try. I don't even own this $3,000 water.
He's on this $3,000.
But you know what I was thinking is it's a really great space for Antonia, if she ever wanted to use the space to do shout outs are like
it has
that feel that you could do that you could actually do your
beauty buzz
your postings like your social media posting like in a spot with the really cool lights behind you the wall the brick and all that stuff.
Well, just the brick alone is how old is the building?
It's from the 1800s. Something.
That would be great.
And then the ceiling part.
And just so we're clear about, everybody knows that we're right on Market Street. This is the Shervin Square.
Yes.
So we're right smack dab in the middle of Shervin Square.
Right in the middle of it.
Yep.
Right dab
across from Old City Hall.
And so Thunderbird.
That's been around for a while.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to get back to the water.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You really?
Well, she's a water bar.
A water enthusiast.
That's how she's going to make.
That's just like a sliver of what it is. It's so much more.
But that's how you're going to make your money.
Yeah, but if she's like, when she was talking about giving birth.
Not necessarily.
Giving birth to it.
I know. I lost him.
I was like thinking, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Literally.
Or I was going to say, what happens if somebody thinks your baby's ugly? Like, what what do you do?
Well, we're going to have to go check this out. So,
you are.
Call to action.
Good. I even brought you a sticker.
What I loved when I met you, when I got to see it, is your daughter was out front with her boombox.
Yes.
Like,
she's
she
so
was.
Cute.
Yeah, she was. She was really cute. She was, like, just, like, hanging out, and it was like, you know.
My son was dancing in the back of my husband's pickup truck, too. Yeah. Did you see him? He was trying to get all the cars to honk. I was like, this isn't helping the business.
Well, no, I just thought it was a family affair, they were trying to lure everybody in.
I was like, you're making it really loud out there and too much sound noise.
And then she was sitting with that, I think, your friend's kid, and he had cool breakdance pants from the 80s.
Max,
And I was like, these kids are cool.
They are cool. Yeah, he goes over to RPAC and is a little actor and really cool. Yeah. So I like it too because all ages feel like they get excited in that space. Mm-hmm. Even like I've had a few very like burly men come in and they're like, this place is so cool.
Yeah. And you're like, right on,
and I was
brother.
Like, awesome.
Right on, brother.
Right on.
Well,
right
you
on.
Were saying also that you're going to have spoken word.
Yeah, slam poetry, open mic nights, yeah. live music. Yeah.
And it totally is set up for having a small, you know, small intimate performances there for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of space,
mm-hmm.
but yes, it's that feeling of like with the couches, the leather couches, and mm-hmm. then like you're saying, the kids station.
Well, what I like is that you can have the space and people that are really into whatever's happening can be kind of
closer.
Up close in front, right? And there's still a lot of space from in the behind area that people can stand and those that, that can't sit well, like myself, right?
Yeah.
We can actually move.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. And you're not going to disrupt anybody.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I liked it.
Mm.
So, if you're just joining us, we are talking with Anastasia.
Yes, good job.
About that, she owns Inspire.
Yep.
Yes,
the water bar, but they only Inspire they don't only just sell water.
Yes,
but it's a water bar.
Water bar slash creative space.
Creative space.
And a lot of people ask me too. They're like, "Oh, so you're a venue?" And I'm like, "Nope, not a venue."
Well, because that was the first thing I said was like, "Now, so how much does it cost to rent the place out?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "Man, that's not happening."
Because everything is that I kind of see myself as like the mama hen of the space and wanting it to be a safe space for all kinds of people to mm-hmm. come in. And creatives and artists were usually a little more sensitive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
a little?
Yeah.
A little.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah. We have all these genius ideas.
Even on the table, you guys have something like a little paper and pens where you could like take
colored pencils,
colored pencils and stuff.
Because we know you're going to be inspired.
Eureka moment.
Yeah.
Aha.
Well, that's the thing that I was telling to Jason was when people come in, we know you're going to be inspired. So remember the bar napkin when you had your genius idea, like Walt Disney, right?
Yep.
He drew Mickey Mouse on a bar napkin.
So you
have
pens and napkins everywhere.
No. So we have paper.
Oh.
With our little
logo
on it.
Oh, there you go.
So, and then you can put it up on the community board if you want to inspire other people.
Oh, that's fun.
Or you can take it home with you
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
frame it. Keep yourself inspired.
Can you take somebody else's napkin?
No.
Yeah, look at their inspired. That's genius. They just solved world energy. I'm going to take that.
Yeah, napkin theme.
You see the other napkins, and, I'm inspired by that one.
I'll take that.
Business idea.
You
business
should just idea. Make just make a picture of it.
Yes, exactly. I should, for sure. You have a lot of curious people that come by here.
Yeah, so you know what? So far, nobody slammed their head into the window.
That's good.
Or
I've seen a couple of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
You've had some of those come in, right?
I have. I had one come right in, and he needed a hug, is what he told me. So I said, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have to hold your breath?
No, he told me I smelled nice, though. So
yeah,
I was like,
see?
I was like, oh.
And then did you charge him for
more? I did not. Uh-huh. It's always when my husband leaves. I'm like, you can't leave. Because
not now.
You leave, they like come.
I'm trying to be inspired downtown. You can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere. Please stay.
He makes a good bodyguard,
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens, you know. Even here when we've been there besides the window, we've actually had... they just come walking off the street and come in and sit down right here in the lobby on the couch.
And you're like, hi.
And you're like, excuse me, we're on a radio show. What are you doing?
Did you want to jump on?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And then we have to we look at, you know, into the sound or the
control. Yeah, is that bulletproof?
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now.
So that's where I'm going.
You're pointing to the window.
Yeah. I'm always like, Mikey, can you handle that?
Can you handle that?
I'll tell you what, this hour is going by very quickly. Let's take our last break.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and talk about food.
Food. Yeah.
And Madonna.
Yeah.
You have to play Madonna.
You got
Madonna. You must be my lucky star.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
James, you're going to do it now.
Sing the Madonna.
Pick it up.
This one I don't roll to. This
come
one
on.
I, this one I crawl
you
don't, to.
Come oh on. My God. You crawl or you
I
do
crawl
the
and then I do the
snake? The
watermelon. The watermelon dance.
And then I do the sign of the cross. And then, yeah, this is like a prayer. This is the one where I roll with my...
Oh, take me there.
And that's why you're still broke.
This is not the one that I rolled to.
Oh, well.
Mike Welcome back to Shasta Live.
Yeah.
Do we actually take credit for this show right now? Welcome back.
We'll just leave it out there in the ether. We'll let it flow.
Who would take credit for it?
The guest is amazing, though.
Yeah, well, she's saving us right now.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, who would take credit for it? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand either.
The Shasta County Chamber.
Shasta Live.
I was going to say,
gotcha.
maybe we should say brought to you by, you know, Thunderbird Lodge.
Thunderbird Lodge. Across
like
the street.
Who's sponsoring is what you're saying.
So we are the Shasta County Chamber.
And of Commerce.
Of Commerce. And this is our show that we do fun, serious, politics, non-politics. I mean, you name it, everything happens here.
I like politics.
And we are supported by Sotheby's. Real estate.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. See, there you go.
Mr. Chad
brought
Phillips.
To you today by Sotheby's.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
She's
already fallen into this radio thing really fast.
We have moments of slowness, but we usually pick up with being laid down, even if it's a few.
And we scratch a little bit, but we pick it back up.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of members, and we have, you know, we're now doing the whole tourism thing, and one of our favorite topics, of course, is food. And this is drive time, so you do have people driving in their vehicles right now. And who knows, maybe they need to be inspired, hint, to go eat somewhere.
Yes.
And Jason, any new restaurants that you want to?
Well, I was going to go try the Moto Tea. I don't know if you guys heard about that place.
I just saw that. Yes. Yeah. I'm so sad they're closing.
Yeah, they're closing now.
Who?
Memorial Day.
Moto T.
Moto T, they're closing now. But I was going to go.
They have Korean corn dogs.
Corn dogs, Korean
so
food.
Good.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have the stuff on them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no.
So good.
Yeah. It's right there next door to Five Guys, a few doors down.
Yeah, that's
Five
right.
Guys.
Yeah.
So I went there to do a shout out, and they weren't open. And I went back again. They still weren't open. So I, okay.
Oh, gosh, if we'd have known, Corrado would have eaten them out of house and
that.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that kind of stuff.
No, it's literally so good.
Yeah. I love Korean street food. It's
Me too.
Really good stuff.
It is so yummy. They do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New food truck coming up.
Tell us about the new food truck.
Bang, bang, bang.
See, you're going to run with that, aren't you, James?
I love it,
too. Golden bang, bang, bang.
You got it under my skin.
You got it in the skin. You're getting to me. By the way, that was really good food today. I'm not just saying that. It's
no,
like,
I know.
It was so addicting.
Excellent.
Well, I would say Golden Fang, but they're closed. They're 9 to 2.
They're 9 to 2.
Well, and then they do the food truck. So they're probably doing the food truck now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
the food truck. So they sell breakfast then, too? They're open at 9? Oh.
I have not been there for breakfast, so I cannot testify.
Mm.
But I have been there for lunch.
But we did go to the Golden Fang today, and
I could imagine what you make for breakfast.
And
yum!
It definitely backs up their reviews.
Wow, awesome! Yeah.
Probably some of the best, food in town. I would say.
I know this is so commercial, but I cannot wait. Even with my diabetes, I am going to the day they open.
What?
Sink my teeth in some Cane's chicken strips.
Oh, I'm
Cane's?
So excited!
Are you like Cane's?
Oh my god! Yes. Have you ever eaten there?
No.
What?
So here's
I promoted
the deal.
It, but I haven't ate there.
So here's the thing. My kids.
My teenagers love it.
My kids love Cane's, yes. right? And we Cane. Were taking my son to Texas.
Wait a minute. I feel it coming on. Cane, bang, bang.
It's actually named after his dog, the guy's dog.
Really?
His name was Cane.
We were driving our son out to Texas. He was moving out there. Okay. And my kids were like, Dad, we want to take you. We want to take you. We want you to take us to.
We want you to pay, but we'll bring you here.
To, to Cane's. And I was like, fine, whatever. I was just thinking it's a restaurant. We show up, and then we go across the parking lot. We walk in. I'm like, this is fast food. I'm like, fast food chicken strips? Like, I'm looking at it. And they're like, they are like the In-N-Out.
Yep.
For chicken strips. Yep. You're like the menu is like
it's you only
want,
chicken strips.
Do you want one, two, or three?
Exactly.
Right? And I was like, guys, come on. This is not, you know, I can't eat this and whatever. And they're like, Dad, just try it. And so I said, all right, I'll have the big chicken strip meal, whatever. And you got to have this sauce and this sauce. Okay, great.
The Cane sauce.
And you need to get the Texas.
The Cane sauce.
The Texas toast. Yep. And you need whatever. And I was like, fine. I was like, yeah, whatever. We sat down.
So many carbs.
I am telling you. That chicken strip, after my first bite, I about lost my wig. I was like,
oh, so that's what happened.
It is so, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
So much for the hair care industry.
Yeah, yeah. So much for that.
It is so, and I'm like, I've only eaten at that one, and I'm like, if they have mastered that so that it's the same everywhere, there's something magic because it is the most non-greasy, yummy, outer crispy, and it's crispy and delicious, and the inside is so incredibly juicy.
Yep.
And I'm like, how do you do that? I've never had a chicken strip that has ever been that perfect.
Okay.
And the sauce is amazing. Okay. And the Texas toast is amazing.
Yeah. It's all delicious.
Texas toast.
And I was like.
And their crinkle fries with their.
Okay. So when is the Cane's?
Well, they're working on it.
Cane, bang, bang.
Cane, bang, bang.
Now they're all salivating.
Hey, no, talk about chicken strips. The best chicken strips I've had, believe it or not, is over at the Wing Spot on Lake Boulevard. When you think chicken strip, you know, you get the chicken. No, this is like a third of a chicken breast, and it's like that's a chicken strip.
Oh,
and
wow.
You bite into that, it's like, oh, I only need one
it's
of these.
It's a chicken stripe versus strip.
There you go. It's a chicken stripey.
Just to clarify, it's the one up on Lake.
On Lake. It's called Wing Spot, not, you know, Wing Stop. Okay. Wing Spot.
Oh.
Say spot. See spot run. Run
I'm
spot.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah,
actually.
Clarification.
Yeah,
what?
Because there's a lot of spots and stops.
So now, which one is it again? It's Wing
Spot.
Spot.
Just think about
See Spot Run.
That's yeah, spot
thank
run.
You. That's good.
That's good.
My mom really gets that.
Word association.
Yes.
Run spot run.
That's good.
And it's not. It's not spot that's being served.
Bang bang spot. Bang bang. Spot.
Oh God.
That is a thing in Korea, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
So. Woof woof.
Yeah. Hey, where's the sticky rice?
Mm.
What are some of you and your family's favorite places?
To go eat? We love to eat, so it just depends on what our mood is, right? Mm-hmm. So we like Nello's for family style Italian, very good.
You like their salad?
I love
that. I love everything.
Yeah. You know what I love,
Anastasia? You know, I actually rolled your eyes on that.
I love everything.
I haven't met anything
pasta
I didn't.
That comes, the little snack with the tuna and all that stuff, right? And then you get the salad, and then you want the cannelloni or whatever they give that little, and then you're just like,
oh, good.
Keep it coming.
Yeah, and then they give you a rose after. You know the girls, they all get roses.
Oh, you got rose?
No. Give you a
the
rose,
actual flower.
Yes.
I always thought it was a carnation,
my daughters love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, a little tough.
You don't eat it.
A little fiber.
This is why they don't
mate.
Give it to the boys. They give it to the girls. And we appreciate it.
Now, if they were smart, they would stop doing the rose and give you a scoop of rose-flavored ice
cream. Now we're talking.
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, business idea for business an entire idea.
Water bar that sells
ice cream.
We have rose water at... Our
that's
water
what
bar.
I want. Oh.
Yes. And it's it
you
is
never
said
that. Yvonne's like, see,
I'm all about
the rose water.
Rose water.
It's amazing. And it's I put in sparkling water with
oh
it.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It's
oh,
lovely.
So it's actually food
and
grade.
I, and then I put, yes. Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. I thought you just.
you just insulted her.
Oh, no, I thought it was more for like a essential oil, like for diffusing.
No.
I'm like, you stick it on your pits
like
or something.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have, and then I garnish it with the fresh rose
I don't
petals.
Take everything to the dish, the plate. Some things are not meant to be eaten.
Okay.
Okay.
Nello's.
Yes, okay, so love Nello's.
Let's move on.
Also love Taroko.
Yeah.
Taroko.
So you,
Morocco.
Even though that's Japanese, you're Korean.
It's technically Chinese.
Oh, is it?
Technically Chinese.
Yes.
Oh,
Morocco.
Sounds
because
very
they
Korean.
Have Xiaolongbao, which is the soup dumplings. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you still speak Korean?
Anaseo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonsamida. Yes. See. Don't ask me to say anything else. Oh, I could say also.
Yes.
Well, that's Japanese. Yeah. My kids, they went to actually went to Korean school, so they can speak
they,
more.
They can talk it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is at the end of everything they seem? It sounds like they say, Mira, something Mira. And I'm like, why do you say that at the end of everything? It must mean something. I don't know what it is.
I think that's more like Spanish, right?
No.
I don't know if it's me.
That's not. That's just.
We got the fuzzy wuzzy going on.
I think that's a solar explosion making the static.
A solar explosion.
It's probably my coat.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. She's like.
And it doesn't go on the air. You can't hear it on here. Only in here.
Her coat. Can you take your coat off? It's interfering with our transmission.
It's got the glitter.
She's bedazzled.
I know. Did you see my shoes too? They were so fun.
Oh,
you would
my
appreciate
gosh,
my shoes.
Yes, those are great.
I know. They're so. See,
they're so very sparkly.
Cool. Okay. So Taroku.
Okay, so, yes, so Taroku.
Taroku.
Okay. And then.
Bang, bang, Taroku.
That one works. That does work. What else? Oh, I love the Greek place, Anthony's.
Oh, Anthony's, yeah.
Yes.
We love Anthony's.
I also love the corn dog. Cart, food truck.
The one at the park?
That's actually Todd's.
That's actually Todd's son that runs it. His son runs that, yeah.
Yes.
I love me a good corn dog.
With the honey. You know, the hot honey.
I've never had that yet. Now it lit it up. Now.
It is so good. And it's huge.
It's
a
jumbo.
Yeah.
Like I got it at the rodeo.
Yeah.
And it's like perfect protein and then a little bit of sweet, little spicy. It's great.
See, what I like about her is that she actually has ideas. She has ideas. Well, we ask a lot of people, and they always are like,
McDonald's.
I'm not done. So then I love New China.
Oh, yeah.
The original one. Not New China 2.
Yeah.
Okay, I love them all.
But you're talking about the one on Eureka.
Correct.
We like that one a lot, too.
Yes.
Yes, on the left-hand side.
Oh, my gosh. So we will go there, and we get the cashew chicken. I get the sizzling rice soup. Oh, yes, those are also delicious. I love the
green beans.
Yes, the garlic green beans. Yes. Oh my gosh!
I'm a Mushu fan.
Is a really. Will you guys end like this? So
yes.
Do you?
We all leave and go eat.
We're into food like big time. Like on a scale 1 to 10, it's 20 plus off the charts.
Yeah. I like the Chinese pancake, the Mushu with the plum sauce.
So far, you're scoring great, except for the rose bit.
Except for the rose bit?
Yeah, eating the rose, yeah.
So for a good deal, for a good price, where do you go
I don't eat the rose.
Where do you go for a good deal, for a good price meal? I know I go to the Thai cafe and get the Evil Prince.
Oh, yeah. That's
chicken Evil Prince, medium heat.
Medium heat.
Yeah, because I can't do the hot.
You can't
hot.
Do spicy?
No.
Oh, I love spicy.
No.
Oh, the curry's so
They look at me and they're like, white girl, you're good. And I'm like, bring it.
Bring it on. Bring that hot curry
too,
on.
Too caliente for me.
Yeah.
My only spice that I like that's hot, but it's only lasts a second, is Chinese mustard or... Japanese, what's the green. For sushi?
I think it's only like
$9. Oh, wasabi.
There, wasabi, wasabi. Like it just burns you to death, and then you're like, oh, that was good. And
that was
good.
So
away.
Good.
Sweet thing.
You're like, oh, I don't think I have any nose hairs left, but that was fabulous.
But it goes away, right? Yeah. The whole other thing is
and
just
Kobe,
like,
Kobe, which is right here, you can go and get your rolls, and they have
really
good wasabi.
They do a mean pad thai there. At Kobe.
Okay, I have never had their pad thai.
On the restaurant side. Yeah, not on the
hibachi side.
But the other side you can get it. It's really good. The beef or chicken.
So I'm hungry now.
No, we're all getting hungry.
Look, it's a roller coaster ride. We have 55 seconds.
That's actually very fun. Is that an app?
Probably. Yeah. Mikey has an app for that, for everything.
There's an app for that.
So, Anastasia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Give us a little recap. Of your
hours,
business,
everything,
hours, where
location,
you are.
How to
okay,
book,
so right now it's basically me and my family that are running it. So with school being in session, I'm going to be hiring. So if anyone's listening and you're interested in this, I would.
And you have a good soul with good spirit.
Yes,
good juju.
That's important.
Good juju.
That is important.
A good bang bang.
Good bang bang.
You got 20 seconds.
Okay.
Inspire.
Water bar. House of Inspiration House for of creatives. Inspiration. Different
Market
fun
Street.
Things. We're on Market Street.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Literally downtown.
And what are the operating hours?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then a little siesta and then 4 to 8, 9, or 10.
How Spanish then, of you. I love it.
Whoa, I know. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
I have to pick up kids.
Ciao, ciao.
Enjoy your meal.
Bang, bang. Right,
thank you so much.
Forget.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.